Do you ever wonder what value we have as men anymore? At least in the world today. Well, be encouraged as we talk about the okayness of being a Christian man on today's Repurposed Man podcast. Welcome back to the Repurposed Man podcast. You know, if you're anything like me, you've probably wondered at times if we men do anything right. And most of our discouragement probably comes from culture. And now, it's not to say that we all deserve high praise and that we can't be knuckleheads at times, but the difference for me has been realizing as a Christian man that the world and culture are not my kings, nor should they dictate how I live my life or dictate my identity. The reason so many of us struggle with the world and our place in it is that we don't know how special we are as men, created by God for a reason, a purpose, a calling. So as a Christian man, as a repurposed man, I have to keep the truth of who I am in Christ foremost in my mind. I have the joy to be married to a faithful and wonderful woman. I have the joy of being a dad to two great grown kids, to have had the privilege of leading them, albeit imperfectly, and to be in fellowship and community with other men for accountability and building up. You know, there's great responsibility in our calling as men, and the freedom we have as followers of Christ empowers us and frees us from feeling of burden and dread, but it should spur us on to leading as Christ would want us to lead, to live as Christ would want us to live. There is joy in being a man after God's own heart. If you, like David, even as a sinner, an imperfect being, are after his heart, then the Bible says God testifies about you. Consider that. In Acts 13:22, it says that God testified about David. What better person would you want to testify about you than the God of the universe? Think about that. There is joy in that. When we've made a poor decision, when life seems to be kicking us in the teeth, when standing alone is necessary and required, when the lies of the enemy seem to be holding us under, and when worldly desires look so satisfying, when all of these things and more try to rob us of the joy we have as Christian men, you must remember this. You have to remember that we are His special possession. We are the God of the universe's special possession, handpicked, chosen by the God who created the universe. We are treasured. We are irreplaceable. We are loved beyond compare. We're worth dying for. This is what God is telling us. He's telling us that we're forgiven, that even, and it doesn't matter how old we are, how big we are, how accomplished we are His child. We're set free, and we are so precious to Him. You've been set apart, and you are secure for all eternity. So if you're in Christ, this is who you are. This is your permanent identity. It can never be removed, messed up, forsaken, taken away, or changed. If you're in Christ, there is no shame as a man. The old has passed away. You are new. Joy has come, and let's live it. You are more than what the world thinks or says. You're more than okay, not because of anything you do or have done. You are more than okay because of whose you are. Well, thanks for sharing this brief journey with me. Tune in next time when we talk about living a life of conviction. Until then, I'm Bob Dyer, and this has been the Repurposed Man Podcast.